come to order, and the first bill we'll consider will be a public hearing on House Bill 2245. Pardon? Yes. Summary, Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2245 comes to you from the Office of Legislative Council, and what it basically does, it gives greater flexibility to the Legislative Council's office to change geographic names. We have Brendan McCarthy here from Legislative Council's office who can give you a little bit more background on the bill. It's a fairly straightforward bill. It's, what, four lines long?
That's right. Council, please come forward.
Good morning, Chair Ackerman, members of the committee, Brendan McCarthy with Legislative Council. The history on this bill actually relates to the issue of the term squaw in state statute, which, from what I understand, in geographic world is sometimes referred to as the S word. In 2001, there were two bills passed by this body. One was Senate Bill 488, which directed all public bodies to change any use of the term squaw wherever it appeared, and the other, which was a Senate joint memorial, which directed or asked the United States to also change any terms, any use of the term squaw in any federal geographic place name. There are a good number of uses of the term squaw around Oregon. Apparently, something in the neighborhood of 50 different creeks are named Squaw Creek. Something in the neighborhood of 26 different geographic locations have the term squaw in the Deschutes National Forest alone. And again, it's a fairly offensive term for Native Americans. The reason that this bill in front of you came into being is because the process for changing a geographic name is fairly complicated. There's a volunteer board, which is the Oregon Geographic Names Board. They have been working on specifically one change of Squaw Creek in, I think it's in Deschutes County. And they've been working on that for 4, 5, 6 years. 2 or 3 years ago, I had heard that they had narrowed the choice down to something like Ishiskin Creek, which is a Warm Springs word relating to, I don't even remember the definition, but apparently that name has fallen by the wayside, and some other names have come to take its place. So they haven't settled on a change. And being a volunteer board and being an involved process, it takes quite a long time. Once they have a name, they submit it to the United States Board on Geographic Names, which actually has the authority to change names for across the country. And there's a process that they go through. So the process for changing a name can be long, involved, complicated, and if there's a change made and we have a geographic name in statute, then that geographic name would obviously not refer to anything any longer. So what this bill would be doing would be allow us to monitor those events and alter the names in statute when the need arises. Again, the history of this particular draft was to authorize us to just change this name of Squaw Creek. And in a sense, we would have to submit that bill each session and consider each session and figure out whether that name had been changed or not, which seemed like maybe that was a lot of work for just a geographic name.
Thank you. Questions? Representative Girard.
I understand that the tribes have had somewhat of a controversy themselves from the standpoint of what you're going to change Squaw to. Does this bill give you the right to pick any name and substitute it for Squaw?
Representative Girard, Chair Ackerman, we would not be picking any name. You know, the name would have to come, I believe the board says, or the bill says that it would be chosen by both the Oregon Geographic Names Board and the United States Board on Geographic Names. So
okay.
The choice would essentially already be made for us.
Okay.
Thank you. Further questions from the committee?
Mr. Chair, to understand, it's not as though you would be trying to find a synonym for, in this case, the word squaw, but would be just taking a different, maybe an entirely unrelated name that is applied to that geographic feature. Is that right?
Representative McPherson, Chair Ackerman, that is correct. And again, that name would be already chosen for us by the two boards.
Further questions from the committee? Representative Flores.
Thank you. Brendan, are there any other terms that are currently under consideration for change that you might be aware of?
Representative Flores, Chair Ackerman, I am not aware of any others that are under consideration. But again, there are a large number of SQUAW terms around the state which may be up for consideration themselves.
Follow-up.
May.
So specifically, that is the term that you're working on in this particular focus, but there could perhaps be down the road some other terms that you would be requiring the latitude to make these changes. Is that correct?
Representative Flores, Chair Ackerman, that is correct.
Further questions from the committee?
Chair members of the committee. Mr. McCarthy, the Oregon Geographic Names Board is part of the Oregon Historical Society?
Chair Ackerman, the Oregon Historical Society is connected with the Geographic Names Board. I'm not exactly sure of the nexus between the two. I think maybe the Oregon Historical Society may provide them with space, or there is some informal connection. The Historical Society does sell a publication, which is Oregon Geographic Names, which is produced. The authors are Lewis MacArthur and Lewis MacArthur, father and son. The first Lewis MacArthur died probably 40 years ago or 30 years ago. His son has taken on the task of producing this book, which is essentially the authoritative book on geographic names. And the Historical Society publishes that book. So there is Lewis MacArthur is on the Oregon Geographic Names Board. So there is a connection between the two, yes.
Okay, further questions from the committee or council? Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you.
I don't have any else signed up. Is there anyone else in the audience that wishes to participate in the public hearing? If not, I'll close the public hearing on House Bill 2245 and move to work session. Need a motion to refer the bill to the full committee with a due-pass recommendation.
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 2245 to the full committee with a due-pass recommendation.
Representative Girard has moved to forward House Bill 2245 to the full committee with a due-pass recommendation. Discussion from the committee. If not, no hearing, no discussion, I'll call for the vote and ask the clerk to call the roll.
Representative Flores?
Aye.
Representative Girard?
Aye.
Chair Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Worth is excused.
Declare the motion passed, and I'll designate Representative Girard as carrier to the full committee. We'll open a public hearing on House Bill 2261. The only witness we have signed up is Acting Legislative Counsel Dave Hendricks. Welcome. Yes, Counsel.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2261 is affectionately referred to as a Scrivener's Bill, and it makes non-substantive and technical changes to Oregon law correcting grammar and punctuation. It's a bill that traditionally passes out early in session and acted into law because it... It helps Legislative Council's office as they continue to amend Oregon law during the session. As I should say, the legislature continues to amend.
Thank you, Council. Mr. Hendricks.
Chair Ackerman, members of the committee, Dave Hendricks, Acting Legislative Council's office, and I thank you for getting House Bill 2261 onto your agenda quickly, because as you can see, it amends a whole lot of statutes, and it's helpful for us to get this bill through as early as possible because of conflict issues that arise with other bills that come along that may amend the same section. So we find it helpful to get it done early. The bill you just heard talk about from Ben McCarthy is kind of a good introduction to this bill, because it illustrates to some degree the narrowness of our authority in legislative council to do editorial revisions to the statutes. We normally, unless the bill Brendan has passes out of both bodies and becomes law, would not have authority to go in, for instance, and change the name of a geographical place simply because the people in charge of such things had gone ahead and done it. Somebody would have to put a bill in to do that, because we do not have really broad editorial authority to go through and make changes of that nature. The extent of our editorial authority can be found in the preface to the ORS, which lays out the things that we can do. House Bill 2261 is a listing of things that we would not be able to do editorially, but which we are convinced are non-substantive changes in the law, in correction of erroneous material, as the title says, things that we have spotted as we have worked with the statutes that should be addressed and will help clean up sometimes getting rid of obsolete provisions, sometimes merely making form and style changes. I should indicate that this is sometimes referred to as, in outside of our office, as the Scrivener's Bill, and I always am a little uncomfortable with that, because it has a little bit too much the ring of Scrivener's error to it. I want to emphasize that the bill isn't a fix-it bill for things that went wrong last session. I think some people may have that impression. That is not the case. There may be a few things in here that were spotted by our office in the process of editing the statutes that did indeed come out of last session, but the great majority of them actually are things that go back a lot longer than last session. A lot of the things that we're dealing with are form and style issues and statutes that I sometimes talk about as smelling of horses. And when I say a statute smells of horses, what I mean is that just from the terminology and the way it's written, I can tell that it was probably drafted back while the buggy whip industry was still flourishing. And we do have a fair number of those statutes out there yet that are were written in the 19th century, and you can tell they were written in the 19th century. They are full of thereto's and heretofore's and all of those other things that we try to avoid in modern drafting. And so as we come across those things in our editing process, we make a note of those and say, you know, this looks like something we should fix. It's not within our editorial authority. We can't go in and take words out and change them simply because they look like they're obsolete or that they're not the type of form and style we'd use now. We need to have a bill to put it in to get those changes made. So that's House Bill 2261, non-substantive changes that will help on the ongoing process of bringing the statutory language up to date. I'm hoping that the chair of the full committee will perhaps give me a chance when they take the bill up to talk a little bit about the process that our office goes through between going from the laws that you pass and the codification of the statutes, because I think that would be helpful for the committee to hear. Because it's during that process that a lot of these things are spotted and where we put together the list of things that we're going to put into this bill during the session. So with that, I will close my mouth and be happy to try to answer any questions you might have.
Questions for the committee? I have one. Counsel, I don't know if you have the bill before you.
I do.
But let me find my reference. I'm referring to page 74, the first note at line 16, which says, eliminates blank slug flush in subsection 4. Could you explain that legal term for me?
Chair Ackerman, it's actually not a legal term. It's a newspaper term. And it goes back to the days when you went to print your newspaper, you actually had lead, lead print that you moved around on this board to make what was going to be the printed page on your newspaper. And in that process of doing that, there was this thing called a blank slug flush. And if you want to know exactly what it looks like, let's see if I can find it. What it was is a situation where you came to a end of a tabulation like ABC, and then it just picked up again with some new text. It went from a blank over to a slug, and then it ran flush with the upper bump. So this is really more of a typographical thing than anything else. But it was the way the law was enacted. And we don't have authority, especially on those, because you have to tweak the language, as you can see. You have to do a little tweaking of the language. And anytime we have to put language in, that's when we have to come back with a bill. We don't want to be in the job of adding or subtracting language that you've enacted. We don't want that editorial choice. So we have to come back and do these things.
Thank you. I feel much better informed now. It only tells you I've read part of the bill. Chair Krieger.
Mr. Chair, I think this relates to last session when a representative, I can't recall the name now, but anyway, he found the words redundancies. Remember, we wanted to correct that. And also, you used a minute ago the word tweaks. In that paper, there's a term of tweaks, because I found it today. What is a tweak? Is it defined anywhere? What does it give any latitude? Or what does it mean?
Well, those are only referring to the nature of what we did in that statute. And a tweak, I think by definition, is really a very small change to the way the language is appearing in the statute that makes it read better. Usually that's what it's about. It's about making it read better so that the average person or average attorney or whoever the target audience is able to perhaps read it a little clearer and clearer about what the meaning is.
This discussion has raised another question from legal counsel.
Mr. Hendricks, members of committee, Mr. Hendricks, could you tell me the difference between a tinker and a tweak?
Chair Ackerman, counsel, no.
Further questions of the witness?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Representative Flores.
I noticed that there are actually more than one reference to tweak, and there seems to be a distinction between tweak and improve on syntax. So the distinction between tweak and improve, your syntax, perhaps.
Chair Ackerman, Representative Flores. A tweak, of course, would be an improvement, but not all improvements perhaps would be a tweak.
Thank you. Thank you, counsel.
And if we get down to what is means, then I'm in trouble.
Somehow I knew that's what the answer was.
Further questions of the witness? Otherwise, Mr. Hendricks, you're excused. And thank you for your testimony. Anyone else wishing to testify? If not, in hearing no further requests for testimony, I'll close the public hearing and move to work session on House Bill 2261. Need the appropriate motion?
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 2261 to the full committee for consideration.
Representative Flores has moved that the subcommittee approve House Bill 2261 and refer it to the full committee with the due pass recommendation. Discussion from the committee? Hearing none, I'll ask the clerk to call the roll on the vote.
Representative Flores?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher? I'm sorry. Representative Girard?
Aye.
Representative Worth? Excused. Chair Ackerman?
Aye. House Bill 2261 is forwarded to the full committee with the due pass recommendation, and I'll designate Representative Flores as a carrier. Further business before the committee? If not, we will stand in adjournment.